The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to GD on the Fan. No GPs off for the holidays. I'll be off later in the week. I always do this Christmas Eve show. Always have a blast. I know Willingham sitting in. Been a lot of fun to hang out today. As we always do around this time, let's jump to the hotline to talk to our buddy Austin Eckler, Trusted Insight from Trusted Insiders, presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Welcome to the program, Austin Eckler. Austin, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, Austin?
What to do? Happy holidays.
You too, buddy. Yes, our weekly question is, we always kind of get started. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Give us the latest on your health.
Yeah, man. Continuing to get back. It's a slow process, kind of annoying, but got to make sure you go at the pace of your body. So feeling really good, though. So that's what I can say on that.
For sure, man. Hopefully, you know, we get you back before the end of the season. We know the offense, you know, misses you right now. I want to ask you a question about one of your teammates to start here, Austin. I know before you got hurt, you know, a lot of time out on the field with our quarterback, Jaden Daniels. And my request, because I know we get a guy mic'd up each and every week for the Commanders. I think last game, the Saints game, it was Dante Fowler. I am noticing, and it stood out a lot this week, Austin, 9 seconds left to go in the football game, and he's cackling it up with Jalen Carter. Can you give us a little bit of insight as to what Five says sometimes to the players? I think he's negotiating so they don't kill him out there, but I love it.
Yeah, see, I don't know what's exactly going on in those conversations, but I'm sure it's something along the lines of just what's going on the field, or, you know, something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in those conversations.
Austin, just let's go through that game this past week. I mean, you've been in so many battles, so many games, big, you know, good, bad, everything in between. When that early start happens and it's not going the squad's way, how hard is that to kind of keep doing what you do, right? How hard is that not to roll over or, you know, kind of say, okay, we'll get them next week? I know you're pros, I know you guys are competitors, but I was amazed at the bounce back and, you know, these little chip away moments, whether it was Louvre's interception or, you know, a couple things happen on offense. What's it like when it's not going well early, and how do you kind of pull back from the abyss to get back in the game?
Yeah, I know it's important for really the whole team to keep its composure. I think it actually tells you a lot about your team. If you're able to go through some adversity and you see your team keeping its composure and people not blaming or yelling or getting discouraged down the sideline, like, it's not a good feeling, absolutely. I mean, we're emotional. We're humans over here, too. So we feel that weight of, okay, we have to come back. But you see us staying together. You see everyone picking each other up, right? Words of encouragement. And so when you see that on the sideline, it's really encouraging. And, you know, you got a good culture and a good team that you're a part of. And, you know, we're going to play to the end no matter what, if we're up by 50 or down by 50. And we're always going to, you know, try to do our best and do what we can to come back if we're up or if we're down, and then, you know, try to stay up if we're up. So that was one of those scenarios. And as we know in this game, I've been playing for a long time, there's ups and downs. And regardless, you know, you can look at even our season this year. You know, we've had some downs where we came back, had some ups where we stayed up or even lost the lead. This game is it's intense, it's fun, it's emotional. It's all of those things, which makes it so great. And so you're never out until 0-0 on the clock. And so you keep fighting, and that's exactly what we were able to do. And, you know, fortunate for us this time, we were able to do enough to make sure we came out on top, which is, you know, one of those moments that, you know, brings everyone together. I know everyone in the stadium was loving the ups and downs, and just, you know, obviously that we won the game. But yeah, it's part of the things that we love about football, the good and the bad.
Man, it's a credit to you guys' coaching staff and then veterans like yourself, man. That was one of the first things I said to describe this group. You guys just have this never-say-die attitude, and it's very clear and obvious when you watch you all play, man. No matter what the score is, you can't tell. The effort is still there, 110%. But you mentioned, though, Austin, you've had a tremendous journey to end up in the National Football League, undrafted guy, the epitome of don't let your circumstances dictate your work ethic. But even for a guy like you that's seen a lot in the National Football League, have you been a part of a team like this? There have been some roller coaster moments this year. I call you all the cardiac commanders because it feels like every week it's coming down to the wire. Have you ever been a part of something like this before, man?
Just played so many games. I think, you know, especially with the Chargers, we've always had seasons that were, like, really close on both sides, that we came out on top or, you know, or we fell short this season. And so definitely been a part of a lot of close games in the NFL. I think that's what the NFL is about. I know it's been a little different culture over here with Washington, but definitely been a part of seasons where there's a lot of on-the-fence wins, maybe some killer wins and some crushing losses. And that's why so many people are so bought into this sport, is because it's such a great time. Even if your team hasn't been having the best year, you come in knowing that anything can happen on Sunday and you have all the hopes that, hey, maybe we can pull it out this week. And that's what's so great about the game. And that, even as players as well, even if, hey, you know, maybe we're having a great season, let's keep it going. Even if you're not, you still have that belief that, hey, we're going to go out there and give it our best and try to put ourselves in a position to win a game. Because us as competitors, that's what it comes down to. That's what we're made of, right? We're made of, hey, we go until, you know, it hits 0-0 on the clock. So, contribute. It's, you know, shout out to our game and, you know, our competitiveness, keeping it exciting.
Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny Linnell in for GP today. So, Austin, this win's a huge deal on a number of fronts. One, it all but punches a ticket maybe to the postseason. It's a chance no coach ever has won 10 games in their first year here in Washington. A chance to win 11 games for the first time since I was 12 years old. There's a lot now on the line here, and it's because of that huge win. How much does that, though, beating this specific opponent mean to you guys? Philadelphia is the bully. I mean, they had a chance at the one seed. They've been really, really good. This is the team this year's first win over a team with that kind of a record. What does that mean? How validating is that to beat an excellent team that's a legit Super Bowl contender like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dan Quinn said it best, you know, at the beginning of the week. He's mentioned, hey, if you want to be a heavy hitter, you have to beat one. You know, and we hadn't really done that yet. We haven't beaten anyone besides the Bears with a winning record at the time. And so I was like, okay, let's get an opponent that, you know, is respected across the league. And hey, that's how we're going to have to get respect. How you earn respect? Well, you have to go out there and beat someone who already has it. And so that's exactly what we were able to do. And it's one thing that we're going to continue to climb on. You know, that's something that, you know, as you get to the playoffs, that's what it comes down to. Hey, you earned the right to be here. And it's a chance for you to kind of prove yourself, solidify yourself as a team to be respected in the league. And I think we've done that throughout the year, but, you know, it always helps to continue to put some depth behind that with building up that resume of teams that you beat, the crunch times that you come back, won, things like that. You know, that's what the NFL is about. You know, how do the games play out with your team in crunch time? Are you end up, you know, making it on top? Are you giving yourself a chance? Are you always falling short? Like, these tendencies tend to build the narrative around teams, you know, and around players, specifically quarterbacks who are, you know, criticized the most because they have the most on their shoulders. So I think it's been great for us this year, seeing Jaden kind of in these crunch time positions coming out on top, and obviously us being around him, supporting him as an offense, defense, and special teams unit as well.
Austin, one thing, since it's the holiday season, my brother, one thing that seems to be like tradition throughout the NFL is, you know, guys getting their teammates gifts. What is the best gift, Austin, you've ever received from a teammate?
Yeah, so we usually do our annual running back white elephant. And I actually have a few. I have one on me right now. I'm wearing my satchel. I have like a satchel. I have had this thing for like 6 years now. I have a backpack for my first ever gift exchange that I still have to this day. I have like a mini Traeger grill that I still have to this day. So I've had some good gifts in the past. DQ got us all bats, just to, for being some heavy hitters. Like that's his saying, you know, got us some bats. So we got the whole team bats, like things like that, that are special that, you know, are really cool because of the sentimental value that, it'll be on my shelf one day, you know, and I'll look back and that'll remind me of my time, you know, when I first came out to Washington from LA and was, you know, part of this team. So some good gifts. I know there's gifts all over the place. There's a bunch of stuff in the parking lot today and yesterday, some scooters, some big gifts, some Gucci bags, a whole bunch of stuff, you know, you name it, all nice. Types of stuff. It's definitely something that we get into during the holidays, you know, the giving, you know, traditions.
I saw some pictures of those bats, by the way. Awesome. They are clean. Yeah. Like that oh, yeah. would be a nice thing to have for sure as a keepsake.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty unique.
Yeah. Give me here's one more football serious one here, if you don't mind. So against New Orleans and against, you know, Philadelphia, I thought to a degree, and then maybe a couple other games here of late. Against Tennessee's kind of the aberration. We talked about this a little bit last week and just kind of, again, want your thoughts on the running game in general. It seems like teams are pretty pot committed to stop early down runs and stop B-Rob and stop you guys from being able to run the ball the way that you can and have so often this year. What did you see this past weekend in terms of what Philly was doing, what you guys are doing in terms of the run game and trying to get that going?
Yeah, they were doing a good job kind of stemming the fronts on us, you know, showing a four down and then bringing a linebacker down late and bringing it to a five down front, really trying to kind of get us out of our zone read game that we run a lot with Jaden, being able to be, you know, be mobile. The thing that's kind of hidden, some hidden rushing yards out there is that you really can't stop is the drop back run game,
yeah.
if you want to call it that, right? Where it's yeah. like, hey, this is a three-step, five-step drop back. No one's open. Jaden, there he goes.
Yep.
You know, and so when I talk about the run game, that's also included. You know, we talk about, you know, in our building, you know, kind of like the second play. The first play is, you know, the five-step route, and at the top you do your breaks. And then the second play starts after that, and that's where Jaden's legs can come alive. That's where our receivers, everyone's got to come alive. All right, let's keep playing because now, you know, a lot of the big plays in the NFL are made after the first play, after the first few seconds when things are starting to break down and players have to show up, make plays, get open. And so that's been absolutely effective for us in our run game throughout the entire season. Obviously, if we want to control the game a little bit more, we got to get our run game going. And I think the games that we've been able to do that as far as running backs have shown that, okay, we're having more of a dominance in our presence as an offense. You know, last week we struggled a little bit, and you saw that. You know, we had a couple fumbles, and, you know, it was a heavier passing game, and then it was Jaden really running the ball that actually had success. So, hey, every game has a life of its own. Doesn't mean you're going to win and lose on that. It just definitely helps when you control a lot of scrimmage and run the ball on a consistent basis anyway throughout the whole game.
Austin, I know you're currently on the shelf right now, so you're not really able to help the team on the field. But in terms of, like, the meeting room and then even being on the sideline Sunday, you know, if you did have a conversation with him, walk me through, you know, your words of encouragement for Brian Robinson after putting the ball on the carpet twice. You're a veteran in this league that has dealt with, you know, every running back fumbles. It's just something that happens playing the position. Your words of encouragement for him and then your overall role while you're kind of away, you know, not on the field.
Yeah, obviously it's like the ultimate sin as a running back, you know, is to put it on the turf like that. Actually, my rookie year, Coach Lynn, my head coach at the time, I asked him, like, hey, what do I got to do to make this team? He said, number one, protect the ball, right? Don't fumble. Number two, protect the quarterback. And then number three for me at that time was get on special teams. But number one always is protect the ball because that is the whole organization, right? All of our teammates, our fans, ownership, you know, fantasy, sports betting. Like, everything relies on you taking care of that ball. And so there's a mound of responsibility when it comes when you know, have the ball in your hands. And we understand that as players, and we take it absolutely personal, and it's the worst feeling ever when, you know, you find it coming out of your hands or it's on the turf and you can't get to it. But regardless, it's part of the game, and my encouragement, my words, and me telling him on the sidelines, like you're such a key player. Like, I know you're pissed off because I get pissed off too. Like, you should be pissed off. It's not a good thing that happened. But I try to channel it. I'm like, all right, let me use my anger and channel my anger now into running, you know, using that little oomph to maybe I can run a little bit harder than I was, you know, and being a little bit more conscious of the ball. Cause maybe you were being relaxed today for whatever reason. And so it just helps kind of, you know, reset your mind of, hey, I got to make sure that I'm, you know, taking care of this thing. And so that was my encouragement to him is, hey, yes, use the anger. I know you're pissed off, but guess what? We still need you. We still need you to make plays. We still need you to be you. Don't think about it as much. I know it sucks, but look, now you got a little anger. You know, go take it out on them. Perfect opportunity.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a game where you guys turned it over 5 times. They had 13 more minutes time of possession, and of course you won, 36-33.
That's just the way it works.
Of course that's what happened. Austin,
any given Sunday.
I know, right? And that was so much damn fun. A lot of people lost their voices. Austin, you're the best, buddy. Sincerely appreciate all the time with us each and every week. Have a happy holidays, man. Keep getting healthier, bud.
Okay,
see you soon.
Likewise. All right.
Happy holidays,
Austin. Bye-bye.
See you, my friend. That is Austin Eckler and IT Cadres, Trusted Insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.
One thing that I want to give B-Rob a ton of credit for, because it feels like, I mean, being on Commander's Twitter after the 2 fumbles, it's the most toxic cesspool that you could ever find yourself in. His pass blocking in the fourth quarter
has dramatically improved, by the way.
Yes.
Because he needed to come off the field maybe a year ago.
Because
right?
of that.
Because of that, yeah.
And he had some pickups on Sunday that allows Jaden Daniels to have just a little bit more time to throw the football. And for him to, it would have been easy to get down on himself. Fox showed the shot with the towel on his head. Mm-hmm. I thought he was checked out. I was kind of irked by that shot, not going to lie. But I'm glad he was able to bounce back and, like Austin said, channel it in the right way.
Well, here's the thing. I talked about this years ago, just to relate it to baseball for no good reason, but it's an example that jumped into my mind. Years ago, in 2012, when the Nationals lost to the Cardinals, right, there were a bunch of guys that did things that were totally out of character for them in that Game 5 loss. And that sucks in the moment, but it's like, okay, you want to cut Gio Gonzalez, who won 21 games that year?
Right.
You want to cut Drew Storen, who had been pretty good and had saved, I think, 30-some games the year before? It's like, Brian Robinson had not fumbled this year.
Yeah. It's not what he does.
Like, he doesn't do that. Right. Well, I know he did it on Sunday. I was there. I saw it too. But, like, that's not a fumbling problem guy. That's the opposite of that. Just crazy. That's how nuts that game was. The things that don't happen. AKA Jaden Daniels, who takes care of the football better than any rookie that I've seen, didn't take care of the football in a couple of cases. Yeah. Brian Robinson doesn't fumble. Fumbled. Jalmy Brown. Well, anyway. But the other guys, just doing bits. All right.
Love that.
Let's saddle up, partner. 800-636-1067. Daris, Maxwell House Coffee, Linnell, the chat. What up, chat? Twitter, at FunnyDanny. 800-636-1067. We do this because it's fun, it's a tradition, and our old producer, Brendan Darr, hates it. We should never forget the real reason here at Christmas that we do this segment. It's because Brendan hated it. He hated dealing with it. He hated dealing with me.
Doesn't he hate fun things?
Yes, he does, and that's my claim. It's the all-request impression line. You think of the impression, and if I can do it, I'll do it. And you think of the topic, you give it to me, and I will do my best.
Can't wait.
All right?
I got a couple.
So, if there are things that I can't do, it's going to be awkward. If you're like, for example, if you're like, do Denzel Washington, I can't. Okay? So don't ask for someone I can't do.
Okay.
If you need help, I got a wheel of impressions. I'll try to give you suggestions, but we'll do our best. All right? 800-636-1067. It's our holiday tradition here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That's part 2. Welcome back. G&D here on The Fan. No GP, but yes, Linnell with us for the final hour of the show as we lead you up to Christmas. So speaking of Christmas, we do this every year on Christmas Eve. I end up hosting the Christmas Eve show a lot of times by myself, a lot of times with a buddy. But I've done it now, I think each of the last like 6 or 7 years.
It's been a while.
I've been doing this for a minute, you know?
Hashtag not new to this, true to this?
Yes, that's something I would say. And I've done this for a while, and I'll take it for granted. It's the coolest thing ever. I love doing it so much. And our old producer, Brendan Darr, hated this thing so much. He pretended that he didn't hate it, which was obvious because it gave away the fact that he hated it that much. Huh. That was a weird turn of a phrase. Let me try that again. He hated it, and then he would try to pretend that he didn't hate it, and that made him, like, angrier.
Yeah.
That makes sense that he was putting up this charade pretending that he liked it. There, I said that much better. So, you're in the YouTube chat. YouTube.com. You can find the 106.7 The Fan page. Tweet us. Or give us some suggestions. What up, chat? Call us, 800-636-1067. Tweet me at FunnyDanny. Whatever you want. If I can do it, I'll do it. Give me the voice that you'd like me to do and a little topic for discussion. So, for example, okay, let me see. I just had this one a moment ago. Looks like this.
Please bring your best stuff, folks, because I want to laugh.
Glenn Consor.
Oh.
This is from Jordan. Glenn Consor calling a game with the Seven Dwarfs. Okay? So hold on. Sleepy. Now, hold, Doc. Corey Kispert had two rebounds. Dopey, that's not very many. Boom. Yeah, that's stupid. It's nothing, but that's the bit.
Yeah.
You follow me? It's just Glenn Consor naming a couple of the dwarves while talking about a stat.
That's it.
That's how, let's go to Fly. That's how we do this segment. If you know, you know. I had somebody else here. John Walton and the Capitals broadcast thinking about what to order. John Walton and the Capitals broadcast thinking about what to order. So, for example, if we do several appetizers, they'll bring them out first, and it's going to be something that we are in danger of filling up. What do you think, Kent? Wow. Oh, that's right, Kent. You'll be too full to order your main course. Then you have to get a doggy bag and carry it home. Looks like rolls are on the way to the table. That's exciting. That's how we do this segment. That's John Walton.
That was a great job.
You like the Kenny Saverin bit?
That was yes.
My bit, and I like these guys a lot. So people think a lot of times when I impersonate somebody, I don't like them. Not the case.
That's the
I
exact love those opposite. Dudes.
But sometimes I hate them. But not this case. I love those guys. My Kenny Saverin bit is that he just goes, oh, like I can't. He's like, down, oh, thanks, Kent. And then like just move
thanks,
on.
Kat,
yeah,
great.
Just like it's back to John Walton. That's kind of the bit. All right, so Linnell. You've got a suggestion.
Do I get to start?
You're going
to
start this off. 800-636-1067. So give me what you got.
I want to hear. This is tough. I want to hear Jay Gruden. Do you have a Jay Gruden?
Yeah, my Jay's okay.
Okay, I'll make it easier.
He's sort of like this. I say, what's your point?
I want to hear Jay and Ron fighting over who would have done better with real ownership.
Well, first of all, my thing about it, okay, is, you know, if you're where your feet are, okay, and then they're in the same place they really are as a good owner, okay, that's something that, you know, Matt, you get to support and everybody. Mr. Snyder's been great for us. Yeah, he didn't like me. He fired me. I found that over a beer. I don't know. Yeah, it's suspect.
That's how we do it, though.
Yeah, that was okay. All right, you got another one, or you want me to move to the call?
I do want to selfishly give you one more, because there's someone that you do that I love. Can you be Chris Broussard explaining?
Give myself a cough drop, by the way, if you hear that sound, yeah.
Yeah. Can you be Chris Broussard explaining what is currently happening with the Wizards?
So right now, unless something changes, the Wizards are on pace to lose 914 games this year. They're trying this thing out where Jordan Poole handles the basketball and Kyle Kuzma doesn't play hard when he does play. They're also having Keshawn George trot around the three-point line, and he looks bewildered at times in this offense. Coach Brian Keefe is basically making certain that they can't guard anybody. They couldn't stop a sneeze right now, even if they held their nose and had 7 seconds notice that a sneeze was in fact coming. That's kind of my
That's a very good Broussard.
Yeah, thank you. The audience like that? Thank you. The audience like it?
It's the dragging out Brian Keith. Yeah, that popped.
So that's one of those you have to, like, get a tone first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not an easy one to do. Like, I always have to start with, right now, unless something changes, I can't get into it any other way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Darius, you got one? You don't have one? Maxwell House, you have one?
Well, Tony Montana running a daycare.
No. I can't do it.
Fine.
I know what you're saying. I know, because we were doing bits earlier. I want you to know that I will do that for you, but I'm not doing it on the radio.
All right, fine. We'll do another. Adam Schefter breaking the news of the invasion of Ukraine.
So what is happening now is we're seeing a couple of reports emerge that it might be Russia trying to annex another country. I've talked to multiple agents and multiple sources around the league, and as I retweet them and whatever they say goes, and I'm carrying water for a lot of people, it seems like Putin is interested in taking over Ukraine. Right now, there's lots of resources, there's lots of things they want, and they want it to be part of the Russian Empire. So, as of this moment, nothing is confirmed, but it seems as if there's going to be a ground invasion and a lot of war. Back to you.
It's the...
My Christmas has been made.
What got me with that was the... that was this textbook.
Robbie wants Barkley doing 12 days of Christmas. Okay, because I never understood that, Ernie, because Christmas Day one day. And first of all, Kenny, I don't know how you had 12 days because in Hanukkah, they have 8 nights. Hold on, Ernie. They have 8 nights. Then there's other ones that don't have... Just one day at Christmas. Christmas Eve, you could open one gift, but then Christmas Day, you open all the other presents. They're not 12 nights. I never understood that one, Ernie. Back to you. Boom. That's how we do the segment.
Damn, right. Man.
Let's go.
Your Barkley's crazy.
Oh, thank you. Let's do Andre Manassas. Andre, what do you got, right, buddy?
Hey, so your boy Donald Trump is coming back. He's the biggest Redskins Commanders fan out there. I want to hear Donald Trump's impression when the Canadian St. Juice got into the game on Sunday.
So we're going to talk about it. Show called Benjamin. He's Canadian. People don't talk about it. He's such a bad cornerback. He's very weak. A.J. Brown, a good American receiver. Beat him like a drum. Beat him so badly. We're going to look at this because we're going to have a regime where Marshawn Lattimore plays and St. Juice doesn't. He's so bad. He gets beaten all over the place. He's terrible, okay? But you won't call him on it because you're dishonest. Excuse me. We're watching this Philadelphia team. They're playing so well. Jalen Hurts gets injured, but, you know, very weak. He goes out of the game, and Kenny Pickens comes in. Kenny Loggins is in the game. He does so. And A.J. Brown runs a slant route. A very simple little slant route. And Benjamin St. Popes can't stop him, okay? He's so terrible. But Washington won. They won the game. They were very lucky. They probably won't win again. But right now, they're doing so well. But we could do better. Thank you. All right. Let's go to... this is interesting. Let's see. Tell Ali and Annandale I can't do that one. He's got to have a different request. I can't do that one either. Okay. Steve in Chesapeake, give me your impression request in the topic, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If I had a choice between world peace and Danny Rue Christmas special, give me Danny Rue Christmas special.
I'll take it, yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I laughed my butt off. Your Charles Barkley impersonation.
Appreciate your earnings.
It's amazing. So, Danny, real quick, you said you were a Stranger Things fan. You see the show?
Absolutely, yeah. I love Stranger Things, yeah.
All right. I'm walking in the bar. I see Josh Harris and Donald Trump sitting at the bar having a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, have you ever seen Stranger Things? Can you explain it to me? Can you do that for me, sir? Thank you.
Here we go. So, well, there's a number. It takes place in Indiana, and it's, you know, right now. Do you want to shake hands? Okay. It's there are some kids, and it's kind of like E.T., but it's also, how would you explain it? Okay, so these very weak kids... There's one that's a number. She's number 11. She's got some psychic powers, okay? So she takes a Demogorgon that comes from the abyss. It comes from the upside down, which is the far left, the radical left agenda of the Demogorgon and the upside down people. So they are invading. Okay, they invaded. And they did so well until 11 put him back in the other dimension. Turns out there were so many bad people on the other side. They were so bad. Because all these all these different things from the other side, the upside down. They were trying to take over, and it was about 11, and it was one dude that got bit by a spider one time. I think that's pretty much the summary. I would also add that at various points, I tried to buy everyone a beer, but they were just kids. I don't know. I didn't have a good shoehorn.
I want to give you a real
Josh Harrison there.
Holy hell.
Tell Charles and Bristow I can't do that one. It's flattering to think I could do them, but I can't do them all. Guylo says, give me Nick Cage trying to convince someone to kiss him under the mistletoe. He loves my Nick Cage bit.
Sure, I don't think my Nick Cage is that great, but it's not important because it's Christmas. I want to make sure we make out under the mistletoe. Where's the Declaration of Independence?
Wow.
There's that one. Oh, this is from the comments section here. Let's do this one from Ken. Pat Mahomes telling Travis Kelce to tell Taylor Swift not to come to the playoff games. Yeah, Trav, just a quick interjection, quick conversation we need to have, dog. Let's be honest with it. Tay-Tay's a distraction. right now, she basically she gets shown on camera more than I do, and I'm the one with all the Hall of Fame stats, and she just goes on tour for little girls. Right now, I don't think it's a good idea if she comes to the game because I've talked to Coach Reed and some of the other guys are anonymous tight ends that I throw to also, and D-Hop. I don't think it's a good idea she comes to the game. So if you could keep her butt at home, that would be awesome, dog.
Dog.
Shannon Sharp and Chris Broussard debating whether MJ or LeBron is the GOAT.
Oh, yes. Right,
here we go. Hold on, Chris. Knock, knock. Who there, Chris? The greatest of all time. It is Michael Jordan, Chris. Hold on, Chris. Listen, don't play with me. Don't play with Shay Shay because something's going to happen to you. A piano's going to drop on your head or it's going to be me. Well, either way, I'm the piano, Chris. The answer is Michael Jordan. There's other players, but it's not. Because it's Jordan. Right now, unless something changes, LeBron James is going to play until he's 75 years old. He'll accumulate more statistical things than any player ever, including most times not being as good as Michael Jordan because there is no debate. Boom. Even in character. Oh, thank you. Let's find him up. 800-636-1067. Sorry you're just like sitting here.
No, this is amazing. All right. I'm a kid in a candy store.
Tweet me at Funny Danny. Get in the YouTube chat. The all... request impression line.
I have one off
Christmas
the break.
Eve special. There we go. Do it after the break. And I got the wheel here for inspiration. So, for example, there's Lou Holtz. I can do Lou Holtz.
Okay.
Take us to break as Lou Holtz. Here we go. How about this? Right, so, coming up after the break, there's a big segment coming. It's 6 o'clock. We got all sorts of other stuff. It's Christmas Eve. This guy's doing impressions of different people. It's coming back. It's Great Daddy, but that's not Danny. That's now here on the fence. We're doing the impressions. So, call us on the phone and order 636-1067. Tweet me a Funny Danny. It's football.
Oops.
All right, so, Grant Danny on the fan. You're right. A couple more segmentations here. The all-impression request line, or the all-request impression line. I can't remember which. Do it every Christmas Eve. Welcome back. So, Linnell's in. We're hanging out. So, there are a couple of people keep throwing in there that I can't do, and I always feel bad. It's a weird thing as an impressionist.
Yeah.
Where, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I don't even know the whole number. It's dozens. It's probably in the hundreds, honestly. Of different impressions. I know that sounds like an arrogant horse's ass thing to say, but I actually think it's true.
Yeah.
The disappointment that people feel when I can't do one, it's like, but I do so many other things.
But
they're like, can you do, like, for example, someone says, can you do, where was it? Al Pacino and Bob De Niro. No, I can't do Pacino. My Pacino sucks.
Wow.
So my De Niro, basically... like this. You can make a face and you know who I'm doing, but it's fine. It's not great. It wouldn't be good for a radio fodder. So if I can't do it, I'm not ignoring you. I just can't do it. So for example, got a great one here from the old chat. The Obama press conference after catching Santa Claus in his house. The Obama press conference after catching Santa Claus in his house. Last night, I come downstairs and there's a man. A rotund man, wearing red, eating cookies. And I said, look, if you've got a gift for Sasha and Malia, just leave it and go. And he looked at me, and you know what he said? And this is true. He said, and I quote, ho, ho, ho. And I said, I'll get up out of here. I don't have a way to end this impression. I don't kind of have a punchline. So I'm still kind of going. And that's it. I don't know. I didn't have a good ending. Oh, that's nice.
It's impressive.
Thank you. Very sweet.
Do you practice these? I'm sure your children and wife hear.
No, they don't hear it.
No, okay.
They're over it.
Because you do it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So like when I discovered I could do Trump, my poor wife.
Oh.
Just following around like, excuse me. Yeah. Nasty. Like just say terrible stuff all the time. Darius, you got a request.
All right, let's do our good old friend from HD2,
oh, God.
Kevin Sheehan, breaking down the latest achievement that he got in Elden Ring.
And so, hold on, Denton, let me say this. Denton, let me say it. Hold on. So I'm grinding my way through the DLC for Elden Ring, okay? It's outstanding. It doesn't use the same leveling system, okay? So I have to be Consort Radahn with underachieved weaponry and mediocre stats. Hold on, let me say this, Denton. Let me say it, okay? Because I'm able, all of a sudden, I spammed a couple spells, used some ranged attacks, able to defeat him. It was kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you, but we did it. So I beat Elden Ring and the DLC. Oh, let me say this. And the DLC, Denton. I was able to do that in only 6 weeks. And Kevin Sheehan.
Talking about it. So is the key to Sheehan just... Because I hear Sheehan, the voice dying out.
Well, the key to Sheehan is to run out of steam middle of the sentence.
Yeah.
It's to feel like you're about to be interrupted. So if I do the full TNT crew... But Ernie Johnson, Chuck. To do Ernie, you feel like you almost have to burp, right? So Ernie's about to burp, so he just goes, Jet, Chuck, Chuck. Like he's about to have to belch, right? So to start to do Sheehan, you're worried about you're worried about being interrupted, and by the end of your sentence, you're out of your energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do to deserve this? This is amazing.
Let me see. I wonder if I can do this one and be fine. let's try it. Emil in Alexandria. Do you think I can do this one? Am I getting in trouble? There's your call.
Go for
Don't
it.
Don't do it. Okay. Max, first of all, you...
Yeah,
you,
I mean...
You're out after those.
Sorry.
Let me see. Okay. Ray in Richmond. Ray, what's up, buddy? You're on the fan.
Hey. Love your impression.
Thank you, buddy.
Love your John Gruden. But I'm thinking Pat Mahomes explaining why there shouldn't be pork on Christmas Day.
So obviously, dog, Christmas Day is a very special time of year. We're just grateful to everybody for gathering around and making sure that there are num-nums on the table. There's a number of things that like we like to do, and obviously Coach Reed and Trav, and we all sit down and gather to eat. And I just think pork on the table for Christmas is wrong. I mean, there's a lot of people that like it and they enjoy it and they're allowed to, but for us, it's like obviously like we like to do a filet wrapped in bacon, or you could do a turkey or a turducken or something, or even a duckin, which Danny Rouillet chose on the Thanksgiving food draft, which I actually thought was brilliant, but a lot of people knocked him for it, but we're going to do what we do around holiday time and make sure we're winning games. And even if it's ugly, we're still going to go to the AFC title game every single year because we're inevitable like Thanos. So that's what I got, dog. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Let me see. I can't do that. Bruce Willis defending Die Hard 2 as a Christmas movie because it's based in DC, no less. Bruce Willis defending Die Hard 2. Let me ask you this. What time of year does it take place? Everybody knows the answer. Here's the thing. The ambiance at DC, it's a forgettable die-on, but it's got Christmas music. It's a Christmas movie. Hey, Al. There we go. I can't do that. How about Vinny in Seat Pleasant? I think I can do this one. Vinny, what do you got for me, buddy?
What's going on, Dan? Derek? Can you give me a Stephen A. Smith arguing with John Gruden over the best flavored donut?
Okay, first of all, let's be real. What are we talking about here? Okay, the best flavor donut, and it's bar none. It's irreconcilable. It's inevitable. It's a Toyota to sell, okay? The best flavor of donut is obviously chocolate glaze, because you have the best of all the different worlds. You have glaze. You have chocolate. Let me finish. Because you can combine all the different flavors, you now have the best donut profile humanly possible. Let me ask you something. You ever had a donut, you dumbass? Cinnamon sugar sprinkles right on top of the donut is friggin' delicious, man. I remember one time I'm sitting there in the office down in Tampa before I got fired. I got fired a couple different times. I had 17 donuts, man. I'm watching film. I'm on the board, man. I'm breaking down a spider through wide banana. I got cinnamon sugar underneath my fingernails, man. Okay? There you go. Oh, that's it. Brooks in Damascus. All request impression line. What do you got?
Hey, well, you did both of them that I wanted, but I'm trying to put them together.
Okay.
I want Adam Schefter to break current NFL news to Kevin Sheehan, but Sheehan inevitably working it back to the Terps or the Redskins' glory years.
Brooks, you get the bit, and you're excellent at this. That's an outstanding job.
Oh, my God.
But so Adam Schefter joins us on my podcast, which I can talk about on the radio for some reason. So Hold on, let me say this, okay? Because Maryland, Buck Williams played at Maryland. So did Joe Smith, an X-ray hip, and Johnny Rhodes was an underrated guard. Maryland was so good in the 80s, 90s. And when Lefty left and they faced all sorts of probation. Sorry, Kevin, I'm just receiving word that every quarterback in the league has actually been traded. So, Maryland, let me finish, Adam. Because the Terps this year, I think they're underrated. They're probably the 41st best team in America this year. They might finish better than 7th in the Big Ten. And Adam Schefter joins us. Here we go.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much I love your shit. But I love your shit.
It's fun.
It's the hold on thing.
Let me say this here. All right, let me look over here. Do we have any of those? We did that. All right, let me try this one. Somebody tweeted me this one. Stone Cold Steve Austin ordering at Stone Cold Creamery.
Wow.
Stone Cold Steve Austin ordering at Stone Cold Creamery.
Well, I don't give a damn what you're going to roll into the ice cream. I just want to see you with a couple spatulas rolling that sumbitch over. What? Take your spatula in your right hand. Take it over in your left hand. Get me some cookies and cream. Get me some cookie dough. Mix the cookies together and make me a giant ice cream treat. What? That's the bottom line. How much do I owe you?
Oh, with the glass, too.
Oh,
one
my
more.
God.
Yes or no? It's up to you. All right, we'll do one more. 800-636-1067. Tweet me at Funny Danny. Keep it up in the chat. We'll do some more. We'll get some business out of here before we get out of here for Christmas Eve. Linnell Willingham, Danny Ruye, Christmas Eve show on the Fan.